Hey, Ed, you hungry? Feel like getting a bite?
Sure, but I'm hungry.
What do you feel like? Where you want to go?
Oh no, not this again. This happens every time we...
Oh no, not this time. Let's just go to the Expo.
The Expo?
Yeah, the Expo, you know, the Expo. Over at 1185 Hercules in Clearwater.
The Expo?
Yes, the Expo has breakfast and lunch, from omelets to taco salad, fresh homemade food made to order, daily specials, you name it, the Expo has it.
I've heard good things. Where is the Expo at again?
The Expo restaurant is at 1185 Hercules Road in Clearwater. You know where that is.
Sure I do.
Call them for takeout, delivery, or curbside pickup. 727-461-4140.
So it's off to the Expo, I guess. I think I even saw a coupon in the BCC coupon book.
Simple as that, then. Let's go to the Expo.
Opening a new business and need business cards? Want to create flyers or posters for that special meeting? Going to an Expo and need banners or promotional items? Minuteman Press in Largo is the answer for all your print needs. Located at 2475 East Bay Drive in Largo, Minuteman Press not only does excellent work, but they are also super fast and priced right. They can design anything you need and provide you with direct mail promotions, calendars, brochures, presentation folders, digital services, labels, and much more. You can contact Minuteman Press at 727-535-3800 or check them out at largo.minutemanpress.com. If you need any type of printing or promotional items, there is nobody better than Minuteman Press Largo. Call them today, 727-535-3800, or check them out at largo.minutemanpress.com.
Show, and now here he is, the host with the most, Mr. Brian Cash Claus.
Well, good afternoon, Tampa Bay. How are we doing today? We're in the studio today with Eric from Minuteman Press Largo, and I am so sorry, I totally forget your name. I'm terrible.
I'm easily forgettable. Brad Kugler, CEO of Direct Mail 2.0.
All right. So thank you, Brad. So what exactly do you do?
We have a digital marketing product that enhances and improves the response rate on direct mail. And we offer this to printers and resellers who then basically use it on any kind of direct mail campaign that kind of takes direct mail out of just the ink and paper world and adds a digital campaign at the same time so that they get honestly just a better response rate.
Okay, that's awesome. That is very up our alley here. We do the coupon book. And so you basically take whoever is hiring you and you put them on digital for social media and things like that?
Exactly. So you almost call it like an agency in a box, whereas, you know, some guys may not have the bandwidth or the expertise to run a concurrent digital marketing campaign alongside of a print advertising campaign. Mm-hmm. They do their print advertising campaign, and what we do is we take those creative assets, mm-hmm. we take the mailing list of who their target is, and we slam dunk a complete digital ad campaign right alongside it. So, you know, like anything else... You know, it's omni-channel. So you're not only seeing the piece in the mailbox, but you're also getting those digital impressions through Facebook, Instagram, Google, et cetera.
Awesome. See, there's a lot of people that don't understand that. And that's one side of our business that is confusing to me. You know, how do you get up on Google when somebody searches for whatever business in whatever area, you know? So you're the expert.
You know, I don't know if we're the expert. There's a lot of people that understand this now. But, you know, in this day and age, it's all about outsourcing. You know, people find an area of specialization. This is something we're good at and we can do in quantity very quickly for a lot of businesses. And then the business owner doesn't have to worry about, like, oh, what do I want to put on Facebook today? What's my offer? When's my mail going out? We take care of that and they run their business.
That's awesome. And that's actually a very, it's a great way, because then you're getting people that are on their phone all the time that aren't looking at, you know, things in their hand. And we have a lot of millennials and a lot of people that they do that these days. You know, they're actually looking at their phone all the time. And that's where they get all their information. So how can you explain a little bit about how, like, how does Facebook, do you pay Facebook?
We take care of it. Now, just from a super high level, I want to explain the point. You know, when you get something in the mail, you see it one time. Mm-hmm. And you maybe you keep it and put it on the fridge. You tear the coupon out and put it on the kitchen table. But let's say you were starting to see that same ad with the same creative and the same message as you're going through your Facebook feed, or you're going through your Instagram feed, or you're on ESPN.com and there's those little banner ads every few days. You're going to remember that offer more. So it's like anything else. What I tell you 20 times, you're going to remember. It's the same with advertising. If you're able to see that message 20 times, it's going to start to stick.
Right. I mean, that really, if you think about the big companies out there, the corporations like, you know, McDonald's or Coca-Cola or anything, why? Why are they big like that? Because they advertise.
And not just
you
in
one place.
You see
them everywhere.
They advertise everywhere.
Everywhere.
Billboards, bus stops, radio, TV, online.
Right.
It's about being everywhere. And,
right.
and one of the key things that business owners really should know is that every single person in the United States gets almost 3,000 marketing messages per day, whether it's on their phone
wow.
or in the radio or on TV. So how do you stand out above that noise level? If I'm telling you 3,000 different things a day, you're only going to remember a couple of them.
Right.
The ones that you've seen over and over again. And that's what the big brands do.
You're right. Like the catchy little, you know, commercials and things like that. You remember that because it sticks in your mind.
Exactly. So how does a little guy compete? How is he able to compete in that kind of marketing environment where the big brands can give their message so many times? Well, we've found a way to do it on the cheap, you know, where it's not that expensive.
Very cool. So that is very, very interesting to me. We should talk more.
Absolutely.
Yeah, because, you know, I've done a few things on my own as far as, you know, Facebook and things like that. But, I mean, it was a little bit effective. Mainly when I did it was we were doing a turkey drive, not this year, but the year before. And so I thought, how can I promote this more, you know, to people everywhere that don't pick up the books I put out flyers. I did all kinds of things. So I did a Facebook campaign, and actually, you know, I did get people that called me up and said, hey, can you come and pick up this turkey? Because I said stupidly that I would pick them all up and deliver them. So I was running all over the place, even all the way as far as Brandon and Tampa, all over the place. But I mean, it was effective. It's just, I don't think that I know how to use it as a tool as effectively as it could be.
And that's why you use somebody else, because, you know, I have a team of digital ad specialists, and this is all they do all day, 40 hours
right.
a week, you know? So they know what works and what doesn't.
Right, and that's the whole key, really, like you said, is outsourcing for things that you're not an expert in. There's always a little niche, like, you know, graphics and printing and things like that, which is what Eric does. You know, if I need something designed, I'm going to say, hey, you know, you're the expert, you're the graphic artist, you figure out something good for me, you know, maybe I don't know. So that is awesome. So, Eric, what do you have going on today, and how are your holidays?
The holidays weren't too bad. I had a few people down from Michigan and tell me how the plague's going on up there, obviously. And, you know,
oh, gosh.
You know, are closed down, and it's like 12 degrees, and they can't, they're basically on lockdown up there. You know, it's really sad. Yeah, I even heard that they were trying to have a hit on their governor up there just because of the crazy decisions.
Oh, for goodness sakes,
right,
yeah.
That crazy decisions.
Yeah, she has been in a lot of controversy ever since this all started.
People are... They're losing it up there. You know what I mean? They had enough.
Well, you know, I don't know. Who knows? What is the right thing? What is the wrong thing? I know one thing. We can't close our businesses down anymore.
I couldn't go through it.
I mean, we can't take it anymore. Our economy can't take it. The small business owners can't take it. We're not a big corporation that has millions poured in, you know. So, I don't know. I feel for a lot of the states that are going through exactly that.
Oh, exactly. And then all the craziness, obviously, everyone knows about yesterday, right? I mean, we don't need to go there. So, that's another, like, wow, what happened there? I was watching that last night on the news, and I'm like, is this a movie, or is this really going? Is this, wow, this is really going down.
Right? Well, yeah, that's what we were just talking about. Really, I feel like we're watching a satire about our country that really isn't true.
Yeah, our own people. Going after our own people.
Yeah.
Interesting stuff. Who would have thought?
Definitely. Who would have?
But hopefully things keep just turning around.
Yeah, and let's just apply the same standards, right? The mob, when they were pulling down the statues. The mob when they were burning down businesses. It's the same mob. It's you gotta have the same thing. It's wrong to have a mob doing illegal stuff.
It doesn't matter what political side they're on.
It doesn't matter what political side you are. So if you took Biden's speech yesterday, you could have applied it to the mobs looting, the mobs burning down businesses. The mobs, what else were they doing? Tearing down statues. Take Biden's speech and go back 2 months ago when they were pulling down statues. That's the speech Biden should have gave then. But yet they were silent. Their whole Democratic National Convention never mentioned it once. How soon people forget. And I'm an independent, but I got to call the truth. You know, if you force people to see the truth, they only hate you. I'm just saying, where were they when the statues were being pulled down? The burning of the businesses. That speech Biden gave, I thought should have been said 3 months ago. But that's neither here or there. Anyhow, do a commercial for my friend at Hazy Bear and Suncoast Custom Engines.
Awesome. So, Hazy Bear, they're open late, fast, free delivery, smoke shop. And I think they do internet business, too, as I recall.
They do. And they deliver.
And they deliver. Awesome.
I tell you, they deliver all the way from Clearwater to Holiday.
Oh, wow.
They do. They deliver everywhere.
That's what you got to do. It's well, one above the rest.
Honestly, I was talking to him over there, and that is what he said, how it all started. It was during the beginning of COVID, because that was a brand new business. Like,
oh,
they were not going to make it. I mean, they had to close and everything. So that's what he did. He gave himself a little online presence and just said, we deliver. Honestly, I wish I had have known that.
Right.
Because everything was on back order at the time. I mean, you couldn't even buy something if you wanted to. It took me, because I do vape.
I think it took
6 weeks for me to get a pod. Now, really? Had I have known about Hazy Bear, they had everything and they deliver, like I said, all over the place. So they are doing awesome. And that's really how they, stayed afloat, was by doing delivery during
good
that time.
For them. And it looks like they do quite other things too. I mean, like air fresheners to bubblers to carb caps. I don't even know what a carb cap is. That's interesting. Cleaning products, containers. So it looks like they got that all covered as well. Herb, vapor, e-liquid, water pipes, dry pipes. Vape devices that you just mentioned. They're open right now for business and, free delivery. Can't beat that. They're over on 1872 Drew Street, and that's in Clearwater. And that's hazybear.com. And their number is 727-223-9606. Again, it's 727-223-9606. So definitely check them out, because you can go right to their website, pick out what you need. Boom, you probably have it that day or the next day.
That's right. All right, guys. Yeah, definitely go check out Hazy Bear. They're right there on Drew Street in Clearwater.
Very cool.
And I'm stuffing my face with Frank's Pizza, by the way, at 1600 Virginia Street. They are amazing, yum, yum. And the pizza is really good. And here we go, Brad.
It's tough to be in here and smell that pizza when it's not on your available to eat list. But I've got Suncoast Custom Engines. They are a custom engine fabricator and repair office, which is really cool. It looks like they do race car quality custom engine rebuilding, welding, fabrication, drag racing. They even do air conditioning, brakes, and tune-up. But if you've got a street rod or something similar to that, you probably already know about these guys. And if you're into racing, I mean, this is a place you want to know about. It's 2120 34th Way in Largo. And their number is 727-322-2288. And they have a website as well, suncoastcustomengines.com. So... good to know they exist.
Yeah, I've been over to their shop. They actually build race cars.
Really?
Oh, yeah, nice. They go to Daytona. I mean, they go all over to all the different racing.
So they've
been doing this for a long time. Yeah, they can build anything. Scratch. I actually had a problem with a rim that I had on one of my cars, and it was an aluminum, very expensive rim. And I had it welded by one person, and it just, they actually, do you know what they did? They put a steel weld on an aluminum wheel.
Sounds dangerous.
And it was a disaster. I mean, I didn't know what it looked like, of course, because they had put the tire and stuff back on. But when my tire went flat again, I had to have it taken off. I'm like looking at it, and I don't know anything about anything, but I'm like, this doesn't look right. Yeah, so they fixed that right on up for me.
Nice.
Yeah, they're amazing over there. But they, motorcycles, anything custom.
Good prices.
That you can, very good prices, very and cool. Very reputable. But they're good guys. Like, they've been doing this a long time. They are honest. They are reliable. Like, they're not going to give you this astronomical price, because I've been to certain places where you're just like, you want to, how much for what?
I tell people they're amongst us, unfortunately.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And another example, you know, if you've got a high performance machine, you don't want to be working on it yourself most of the time. You outsource it to someone who knows what they're doing.
For sure. Like I said, they know, they are so knowledgeable. I mean, he's got a guy that works for him. He's been in Florida, living here for, oh my gosh, I guess his whole entire life, you know. He's probably in his 50s, but he has so many awesome stories. But he can, if you tell him what the problem is or what you want, like, he just immediately comes,
like,
without even looking at it.
True. Professional.
Definitely knows what he's doing.
He does. Like I said, and they'll do anything. Like, if you just have a small minor problem with a new car, they can, you need an oil change or whatever you need, they can do it. And or if you might be a collector of the older cars, they get tons of people coming in to get their, like, restoration jobs and things like that done.
Probably a good person to have on your Rolodex if you're going to buy an older car or a custom car.
Yes.
Have them take a
good
look
idea.
At it before you make that big purchase.
For sure.
That's
they and they
idea.
Are so willing to do things like that. They're just great guys.
Right.
And that's Suncoast Customs right in Largo.
Yes. They look out for people.
They do. Yeah. Great group of guys. Just you can tell as soon as you meet them that they're just, you'll get along. You want to have a beer with them.
Cool. They look out for you.
Yeah,
for sure.
Awesome.
Very cool.
Yep. So, it's New Year. So what do you guys think is going on?
I'm hoping that 2021 is not as eventful as 2020, you know? No more pandemic. Well, I mean, that's going to be with us for at least 6 months. No more political craziness, you
on
know?
On top of it all, right?
Yeah, I mean... You know, everybody
so
keeps
much.
Saying, what's next? Aliens, you know?
Well, or I'm thinking, like, zombies, probably.
Right. It's funny you guys brought that up, because on the way over here, they were talking about, you know, what happened yesterday. And now they're saying, oh, if they can do that, they can get an Area 51. So they're thinking they're going to break an Area 51.
Right. Well, there was a thing. There was going to be they were going to do that a year or so ago. Everyone was going to show up and just break in.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. Yes.
So
well, you know, I had read, and I haven't read the bill. I don't think anyone's read the 5,300-page stimulus bill, but there was something in there that says 120 days from signing that the CIA or the NSA has to release all of the UFO data. I even saw that in the mainstream media that was a caveat.
Oh,
now, that doesn't
that
mean
one.
They could just say we don't have anything, of course.
Oh, of course.
But it was part of that 5,000-page stimulus bill.
Oh, yeah.
Crazy.
And of the probably hundreds of countries that we're giving money to.
Yeah.
In between all of those ones.
Right.
You know, because we don't need any help here. Everybody's good.
I often wonder, you know, is like, so these bills that are 5,000 pages and they debate the efficacy of what's right and what's wrong, but nobody's read the whole bill. So every senator and congressman has what their aide. Here, add that to it.
Uh-huh.
I've been trying to get this through for years. Shove that in there on in a paragraph.
Yeah.
Somewhere.
Oh yeah. Well, I mean, look how long it took them. Yeah. Just to, you know, really, because they said, what, in April? Oh yeah, another stimulus is coming. We're going to do a second round.
It's new ground.
And it's January.
Yeah. It's fun to think about. But let's say you get a job as an intern in one of these offices.
Oh my gosh.
And I'm like, I'm going to put a sentence in there that Brad Kugler gets a government funding of $100,000 a year for the next 4 years. It's in the law. It's passed. Nobody knows. Do they have to honor it?
Yeah,
you know,
they do actually. Once it's a law.
Yeah.
They're sending like you said.
Yeah, because that's what
there.
They do, you know?
Yeah. Nobody reads these things. Why not put it in?
That's why they make it 5,000 pages, so you can't possibly,
pay
attention.
Right. No one knows what the left or the right hand's doing.
Gosh.
You know, that's our government.
That's how they slip stuff in there. Like, what does one thing have to honestly do with the other if you really look at all the stuff they have in there? Like, come on.
It's true. And if you've,
foolishness.
I went to D.C., it was last year, and I went to our local senator senator's office, and I noticed there were about five kids in there, you know, 20 years old, all doing nothing, you know.
Anyhow, let's go. We're gonna go to a break. It's Bros Pizza. Tell us what the special is today going on there with the chicken.
So we have a penne chicken stir fry for $13. It'll have chicken, broccoli, mushrooms, onion. They mix it with soy ginger and a Thai chili. They put that over penne. It serves with cherry tomatoes, scallions, carrots, and red pepper flakes. You get soup or salad and then rolls with it.
Oh, that sounds really, really good.
It is. We get to try it.
Making me
oh, very cool.
Oh, pizza again.
Yeah, well, Bro's Pizza. It's actually,
right,
crazily enough, Frank's Pizza. That's the owners of Frank's Pizza's nephew, Olti, at Bro's Pizza.
Interesting.
Yes, it is.
Okay.
But they're located over in Largo on East Bay, right next to you at Minuteman.
Yes.
And they, you guys have one of my favorite, it is my favorite pizza of all time, honestly, the margarita.
Mm-hmm.
You can't beat it. You have to get it when it's fresh.
Yeah, they make good subs, too.
Oh, my gosh. Everything at Bro's is good, but that special today, oh my gosh. And so what do you get with the special again?
You get soup or salad and two big gigantic dinner rolls with garlic oil and parm on them.
Wow, that sounds delish. Now, do you guys do that as a special often, or is it just something new this week?
Yeah, we'll do a special for about close to a week, and then we switch it out, and then we always have fresh soup of the day, which is like Italian wedding, and then we'll make a homemade soup as well.
Awesome. So you guys have any other specials going on right now?
Not at the moment.
All right, but you still do the slices for lunch, and it's super quick. Like, you can go in, order your food, and literally have it in like 2 minutes.
Wow.
2 minutes. And I mean, it's a great deal. What is it? $5.99. You get two slices and a drink.
Or you can do a slice and a salad with a drink.
Right, which is more healthy.
Yeah. How many calories is one slice of pepperoni pizza?
Oh, that one I don't know. I just know it's good calories.
I know. It's about 450 for the, if it's the 16 or 18 inch slice, the standard slice that you get.
Yeah, it's the 20 inch slices here.
Yeah. Wow. So it's a good 450 per slice. So if you're doing two, that's half the calories for an entire day.
I'd be done, man.
What's the most you've ever seen someone eat in one sitting?
A bunch of, we have some Mormon missionary kids that come in, and they've eaten, it was six of them, and they eat four 20-inch pies all on their own.
Really? Is it boys?
Yeah.
I could tell. Yes.
How many slices is that each? Like six?
It technically 16, because it's two sizes in one slice.
Man.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
So two slices in one. So, it's like eight Brooklyn-style slices. So, it's like two in one.
Growing boys does not surprise me.
I used to do it, too, when I was
young. Does not surprise me.
Like not after the age of 30 or 40, you can't do that.
No. You can't.
You just get big. Yeah. And then you go into a coma.
There you go. The coma. That's what you go into a coma. You're like,
Oh, my gosh.
I'm sitting with a process here for the next 3 hours.
Wow.
So, have you seen Olti's baby?
Yes, he's adorable.
Oh, I haven't seen him. I bet he is.
Looks just like him.
Oh, how cute. Oh, yeah. We had a big contest here on the radio about the weight of Ulti's baby.
Oh, I did hear about that.
Yes. Too. And one of my clients won. And she was like the last person, I think, that I talked to that made a guess, too.
Nice.
Yep. How Christy big? Over at Fantastic Sam's. Yep.
It was like 8 pounds, wasn't it? Or something like that.
How much did he weigh? It was
8 pounds, 10 ounces.
Yes. Yes. Wow. Something like that, yeah. See, I guess low. I don't know.
That's
we
a
have,
big baby.
Yeah, because a lot of our clients, I don't know, that have had babies recently, they didn't even make it over 7'5". And so I was like, okay, I'm going to guess low this time.
Yeah, no, I think my boys were like 6'5 or something like that. 6'5.
Well,
yeah.
Wait, who is
Ulti? Ulti is the owner at Bro's Pizza.
Who probably eats a lot of pizza and is a big guy.
He is actually so fit you
oh,
would
really?
Oh my gosh,
he must not eat the pizza.
No,
he does.
I don't know, he I'm sure he does, but he's very very
he's
fit very very fit. Yeah, he looks Brian has said this before, he reminds me of just a typical New York guy. He would have like a beanie cap on, you know, like that's his look, but he's very very fit. Yes.
And that's kind of pizza I like too, where I was talking to my pressman before I left, and we were talking just talking about pizza because he eats pizza almost every day. It's crazy. I mean, every day, that's the truth. And he likes it like the Chicago style. I'm like, nah, man, you gotta go to New York and then the lighter stuff.
Yes.
That's just the way to go, you know. But disagree to disagree.
Yes, and that's Bro's Pizza over at 2535 East Bay Drive, Largo, almost at the intersection of like Starkey, Keene Road, and East Bay. So he's right there, right next door, really, to the Plaza of Minuteman.
Yep.
Eric's in the studio today.
Isn't there another Bro's Pizza
neighbor.
In Cleveland?
There is.
Clearwater, downtown?
Yes, on Fort Harrison.
Right, okay.
Yes.
That's the one I've been to.
Yep, that was the first one, and then Ulti went over and opened up the second.
Oh, very cool.
Yep. So, how was your holidays?
Good.
Good. were you guys like really busy for Christmas time?
Well, Christmas Eve and Christmas Day we were off, but we were busy New Year's Eve and New Year's Day.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, people don't want to cook. Let's just eat out.
Yeah, that's what we did.
Awesome. So you guys do free delivery.
Free delivery up to 4 miles, and then anything after that's only $2 a mile up to 6 miles.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's very awesome.
How far out do you guys deliver?
They go over by my house, and I'm off of Starkey and 94th Avenue.
Okay.
In Seminole.
Gotcha.
Oh, awesome. Good to know. Good to know. So everything at Bro's is homemade. Okay. You guys have amazing, I've tried a lot of things there, but you guys have amazing eggplant parm and lasagna. Your lasagna is really good too. Oh, yeah, and the New York style cheesecake.
Mm-hmm.
Delish.
And that's all made in house, too.
They're killing us.
Oh, see, these two guys
great,
here
but
are trying
eat.
To be on a new
no,
diet.
We want to, though. You
I'm
know?
Not.
I'm like, my stomach's growling right now. We're getting close
yeah,
to dinner time.
The cheesecake is very, very good.
And I do the same thing he does. So I know you share some good meals, man. It's like, oh, I'm sorry.
Well, tell Ulti that we said hi here from the BCC radio show. And thank you so much for joining us today. Is there anything you would like to say in closing?
For the ones that do like Chicago type style pizza, we do have a stuffed Philly pizza, which does your bottom layer. They do a Philly cheesesteak on the inside, and then they put a top layer on it, and they rub it with garlic oil. That was really good.
Sounds so good.
That sounds delicious.
I know, right?
I've never tried that. I'll have to try that next time. Well, thank you, thank you, thank you so much, and you have a wonderful day.
You too.
Thanks. Bye bye. Yeah, that's your neighbor, I say. I'd be so fat if I was right next door to them.
My employees eat there all the time.
Because I'm not in Largo often, but, oh, my God. Well, believe it or not, you said how many slices can someone eat. One of my clients, and she is tiny and skinny as could be.
Oh, dear.
I mean, she's very, very fit.
Right.
She probably is 5 foot tall, maybe. We ordered a whole margarita pizza because at first I was like, let's just order a slice. Or she's like, no, let's just get the whole pizza or whatever. She ate, like, 8 slices of pizza.
What's that?
It was
a margarita
it's called a grandma sauce.
Okay.
It has a red sauce.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
But okay. It's not the same red sauce that they put on all the other pizza. It's more
thinner.
Like it's Roma tomatoes. Like it's more chunkier kind of.
Okay.
And then it's just that sauce with the mozzarella like slice, not the shredded.
Okay.
And basil. It's just really good. And it's like fresh basil. Right. It's very, very, good very stuff. Good.
Okay. It's doesn't very sound good. Like it's overloaded.
I mean, it's it's not like a ton of stuff on it. Okay. It's just basic. But, you know, my Italian friends always tell me you can tell a true good pizza by not adding all the extra stuff
right.
on there.
Yeah, no.
You just get a regular cheese and then you can tell, oh, yeah, this is very good.
I agree with you. Yeah.
Yeah, it's my fave.
Kind of like I'm overloaded up.
And it's so thin. I love the. It's just so thin and so, like, crispy. Like, their crust is not too thick. It's great. It's very, very good.
Yeah, just, yes.
Here we go.
I don't know if you can play That's Amore music.
That's Amore. No, there's been a lot of that going on.
Yes. Right.
There you go.
Anyhow, we've had a loss in our family, right? And his name is Richie Capotignano. I hope I pronounced that right. And he was one of the partners of DC's Italian restaurant. Not only was he one of the owners, but he was a father, a husband, and a friend. Richie was very uplifting man. He was, you know, he was always happy and full of laughs. Everyone enjoyed his company. He went on a trip to New York to visit his family, and he got the coronavirus. He's the first one that I've actually heard, because I dismiss it because I've never really known anybody to get it. And it's like the four people that were talking to me about what had happened, just to show you what an impact he was, everybody that was talking about him was crying. And then what we had is Mike flew down to New York to be part of the funeral. And it's really, the one thing I kept hearing him say when I was talking to him is that he cares. So he used that word several times. And that is a word that if you think, right, think of one word that would mean a lot in human society, in life, in the spiritual world, if you want to go there, is to care, right, to think of others. Because in the material world, right, we think of ourselves.
Yep.
At least I could just talk for me, right? It's me. But in the spiritual world is the opposite. So that's why to keep it, you got to give it away, right? That works in the spiritual world. But to keep it, to give it away, does not work in the material world. Because it's about me. Like when the material world, what's your favorite song? Me, 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 me. Right? And that's not what Richie was about. That's why, like, when I was doing business with him, you know, like, if you thought of an old guy that was a, like, you know, just, that's why we have this music playing in the background. He was an old Italian man.
Okay.
Right? And brought love to the world. They say where love is, God is, right? He was a kind man. And he was a giving man. And, I felt it. So I said that to him, like just talking to him for about a half hour. Not to say you get to know someone, because someone could fool you, right, on their first get-together. You know, it's like over time, especially people that hire people, right? Why can't you be as good as you were on the job interview down the road, right?
Oh, man.
But Richie...
We've all had that.
Right, right. So Richie was that way because you want to find out who someone is. Keep playing the music, if you don't mind. Yeah, if you want to find out who someone is, see what people say about that person that live with them or that are in their circle, right? Yeah, that's a good indicator. And, like, I want to cry now, too, but I'm being very sincere. You know, talking to Tony, talking to Mike, talking to the people that are around him, that are his family, I've never heard kinder words said. I'm old enough to see people pass away.
Didn't have a bad bone in his body.
Didn't have a bad bone in his body. Right. It was the common theme for everybody. Right? And actually he gave to a fault is what people said.
Yeah.
Right? And that's Richie. Right? And he passed away. So part of our family, because I did the deal with him for Dicey's. And you remember what we said? Am I pronouncing that right?
Dieci. Which means the number 10.
In Italian.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. Dieci's. Now, they're a nice Italian restaurant that, like, they have Elvis Presley, like, stuff there for music. They have Dean Martin. They have Neil Diamond. They have Frank Sinatra. So if you want to hear this type of music while you're eating Italian food, you know, there's a free dinner coupon in our magazine. Use it. Go there. Support them.
Where are they located?
Thank you. They're located right behind the Chick-fil-A on US 19 in Palm Harbor. So that plaza that's behind Chick-fil-A,
yep,
that's where they are. And they're going to keep it going in his honor.
Good deal.
You know, fun, live entertainment. And it says right there, it's called the Palm Lake Shopping Center, behind Chick-fil-A, and it's next to a fitness boot camp,
yep,
that you guys were talking about.
I know the place well. I have never eaten there, but I will now.
Yeah.
Really? Road, let me know when you do.
I will.
I live a few miles from it. As well. They yeah. have a huge full menu, but it's
yeah, their salads, though, like what I said, was this stupid to say this? But, like, you got a salad with raisins and nuts in it and raspberries. Oh, yeah, yeah. You know, was it nuts for me to say that I've never had a salad like this?
No. Because you think very good. And they came up with them, like, on their own. They make the dressings all homemade. Like,
everything's homemade.
Yeah.
Right,
and
so
you had an arugula salad, which I don't think you've ever had anything like that before, but it had, like,
apples, cuts of that. You know, do you like salads?
Yeah.
I eat a lot of salads. But, you know, it's funny. I tease my wife. I'm like, you're getting one of those lawn clipping salads again, you know? With everything in the kitchen sink in that thing.
Yeah, but it's good, though.
Yeah.
And they have a homemade raspberry vinaigrette.
Right.
And it was, and I said to him, because I felt embarrassed, because here they bring out chicken parmesan, shrimp scampi, and all I was talking about was the salad. You know, because you have raisins, apples, nuts. Have you ever had a salad like that?
I have.
Yep. Have you?
Yep.
Many times.
And there is a name for it then, I guess?
Good.
You know, creative.
I know. Yeah.
Creative. And yeah, they have all these different varieties of salads you can get. So you think, oh, meatballs. You think, and then they have a steak, too. They have a filet mignon.
Looks, right? Looks good in the
so
picture.
If you're a meat eater, yeah, they do a great job awesome there. Fun, live entertainment.
Oh, there you go.
We got the antique guy on. Is that correct?
And how about that shrimp you had there?
All right. Yes.
Oh, they got the big shrimp, like the third shrimp.
Yeah, they got big shrimp. What do you think of that? My heart goes out. Say her the name again.
Dieci's.
Right. So, I mean, I don't want to be upbeat when we're supposed to be somber at the same time. So, I don't know. Was I just unprofessional there?
No, it's great. I mean,
I want to say good things about it, but at the same time, my heart goes out.
Hey, what better way to honor him and his legacy than to visit his restaurant, you know?
Well said. Yeah, I agree.
Okay, good. So, I hope I wasn't inappropriate, like, upbeat in the restaurant.
No.
Because Richie is going to be missed. He's one of those guys that make an impact.
I'm so sorry to hear that. My heart literally is breaking.
Right. And then you still got Tony there, who's a great guy. And I even said this to Tony. Maybe I shouldn't say this on the air. But I said, you're one of the nicest guys I've ever met.
I love Tony.
Wait,
Tony,
you said that about me once before.
No, you're an idiot.
No, not nice.
I said that when you left. The best thing that happened is when the door closed and you were going.
Oh, my God.
And it didn't even hit me on the way out.
Eric, forget about him. But Eric hasn't paid his yet, so I'm going to still be nice to him. That's a joke.
Do we have Adam on the line?
Yeah, so we have Adam on the line. Buy, sell, trade, estate appraisal. So, you ever watch that show, the Pawn Stars?
Pawn. Not Pawn. That's a different website.
Yes. That's a different website. Well, anyhow.
That's good.
I pronounce, that's my New York accent.
Make that up.
Yeah, you can't even make it up. But anyhow, they bring in some antique stuff that you just don't know the value of it. So, I'm curious, do you call in experts too, or do you know the value without calling an expert?
Great question.
90% of the time I can tell because I've been doing this for so many years, but you know, occasionally I'll be stumped. And you know, when that happens, if it's a good enough piece, I'll call, get in touch with Sotheby's or Christie's, and you know, they're the ones, you know. But most of the time, 99% of the time, I pretty much know what it is. And it's just research, you know, a lot of research,
right,
a lot of experience.
Sure. Have you ever seen something that just blew you away?
Well, about maybe 20 years ago, I bought a little silver cup at a consignment shop, and it didn't have a hallmark on it. And I thought it was $10, and I thought it was Dutch, 18th century. It turned out it was Russian, 17th century, from Moscow. And for a $10 outlay, I made $8,000 on that.
Wow.
That's how many times did you put money on that?
Right.
I can't even put that together.
Yeah, I mean,
8,000%. Is it 800?
800.
Because 800 times 10 is 8,000.
Right. Yeah, you're right.
I'm always right. You should get used to saying that.
Oh, my gosh.
He's got the cash in his hand.
That's
right. He's got the cash in his hand.
Am I back? My New York arrogant self is back. I was in a depression.
A new year and a new you.
3 days ago, I was in self-pity, curled up. Oh, I'm like a frightened little rabbit. But today, I'm a lion. Bam. I'm back. And I'm out to get you. What do you think of that, Adam?
I don't know. I better watch out.
That's it. Roar! Roar!
Oh, he's really back.
No, I watched Tony Robbins, right? And then he has it on YouTube. You listening, Adam?
Yep.
So they had the couple. And then the guy goes, I want you to roar like a lion that you want your wife. And he gave the biggest roar that I've ever heard. It was a self-help seminar at, you know, and he has a four-day thing.
Yeah.
And I thought to myself, he goes, that's what I'm talking about, Tony said. A lion.
Oh, yeah, he's big.
He's big. So let me hear you roar like a lion.
Meow.
Let me hear you roar like a lion.
Roar!
Tommy, let me hear you roar. Come on, Tommy. Give me a roar.
He's got the sound effects board.
No, he really did that.
Yeah.
Okay, Adam, it's your turn.
Oh, man, that was good.
Meow. Meow.
This was better than mine.
Oh, wow, this is good. Anyhow, we're having fun here. You know, I got my good friends at the Health Without a High. They're great people. Your CBD store. We got the Buy, Sell, Trade Estate Appraisals. How'd you come up with the name?
That's me.
How'd you come up with the name?
Red Rooster Antiques.
But why Red Rooster?
Yeah.
I moved into a place a few years back, and it had a red door, and I was going to call the business Red Door Antiques. But then I found out there was another Red Door gift shop, so I didn't want to be confused. And I was racking my head. I said, Red. I said, how about Red Rooster? And everybody liked it.
I love it. I think it's an easy name to remember.
They'll remember.
And then we got Hazy Bear Smoke Shop. They're open late, fast free delivery, and they're hazybear.com. They are the best. He's a real honorable guy, too.
Yeah.
And when you walk in his shop, you ever feel it? You feel like it's you're at home, and he has those incense, and it's really neat. If you're ever looking to get stuff, He sells American-made glass.
And free delivery.
So that's pretty cool. And then who else did we have? We had Bros Pizza today. And then we should do something for our friend at Suncoast Custom Engines. He says, I always would say Suncoast Custom.
Hmm.
But he goes, end it with engine. Because there's a Suncoast Custom that's in competition with him.
Oh.
But he had to add the word engine to his name. So he could, you ever think of that? Like he just said it, you know? What'd you just say, Adam?
It's all, you know, I mean, you want something that people can remember, a name that they can remember.
Right, but you said you couldn't go with the original name because someone else had it.
Someone else had it. That's exactly right.
A gift shop. Was it a gift shop?
Exactly
right. We don't want to mention that too many times, though, do we?
Okay. But yeah, so Suncoast Custom Engine, he raced car quality. He let us bring your car over the finish line. He's a real neat cat, Jim, and his good partner there, Vietnam Vets.
Yeah, sounds like they've been doing it for a while.
So what I want to do is this. Can you bring in some stuff since we have YouTube? Maybe, and we can do a show where you go over the antiques and you tell people.
I would love to do that. That is something I love doing appraisals. It's fun. You never know what's going to come through the door.
Yeah, have people come in and bring their stuff.
No, it's not just right. The value of
Do you have some stuff that you can bring?
I'm going to take that from you.
Thank you. Yeah. You see, like, he's really a networker, right?
Yeah,
like,
I try to be.
Yes, he gave me a lead yesterday, right? And it's just like we try to work with each other. You know, I consciously listened to you. What's your first name again?
Brad.
Don't know who you are.
Very forgettable, obviously.
Very forgettable. If you had the jacket on, I would have remembered. Yeah. Nicest jacket I've ever seen in my life. I got a jacket, a leather one. I should. Next week, bring it in. I'll bring mine in.
Did I influence you in that purchase?
I did. $600 jacket. I got.
Wow. It's got a nice jacket.
So it's leather, and it has an interior.
Merry Christmas to you, huh?
Yeah, Merry Christmas to me. But what I wanted to say, where was I going?
About having people come in and do an on-air appraisal. I think that's great.
Yeah, with.
I think that's a good idea.
Yeah. Yes. What do you think?
Oh, I have some stuff that.
I wanted to say.
What's your
nice
specialty?
About you.
Is it furniture, jewelry?
He does everything. I was in their store the other day, which I have to say, you guys got to go check out Red Rooster, not just for the items that they have, but I had the most interesting conversation with his business partner CJ that I've had in a year. He is so knowledgeable. I mean, he has stories about his family from, like, their lineage, where they come from, that goes all the way back to, like, the 1800s. He knows so much history about the items that they have as well. Like, just right. The most amazing shop and the most amazing people. I met everyone that worked there, and I didn't want to leave.
That's probably cool, because you can go around and you can check out all the different displays and stuff. Right. That's what it sounds like. That's cool.
Right, and I have my friend that has an antique shop, too. And it's
Amanda's,
yeah, and they should work together. That's where I was going. I just forgot, because I was saying nice things about you, Eric. How you try to I used the word care for you, right? I see your heart's in the right place. You gave me a lead, right? To call and
it's about helping people. You know?
It's about us small guys sticking together, and that's where I was going with you, Brad.
Oh yeah,
where
right? Right, absolutely. I was listening to you, and I was learning, because I'm a salesman trying to sell ads and stuff like that. That's what I do. And the way you worded it was beautiful. Like, you have
a lot
your
practice.
But I don't know if it was practice or if you were called the language of the heart. You were speaking from your heart, and I really did. I felt like you were real sincere, and you had a message there that you really do help businesses.
Absolutely.
And you're there to give the small guy a chance to quote you like what the big guys have.
That's what it's all about. We're doing in a microscopic scale what Pepsi, Coca-Cola, McDonald's, Nike have been doing for decades.
Right. So I caught that. I just want you to know, because that's my theory too, is because what we try to do is like a $300 investment. Most businesses can afford that. Where we put you in a coupon book, we put you on the radio show, where we can be within someone's budget. We're not asking for $1 million.
And have some
right.
fun.
Right.
Right. And have some fun.
Yeah.
Right. And network with each other. Right. Like you just said, I'm going to go, I think, to Suncoast Custom Engine. Right. So we network deals and we care. Going back to Richie.
Keep it local.
Going back to Richie.
Keep it local.
Right. So I said, keep it local.
Yep.
Yeah. So anyhow, so. Can you do a commercial for my commander friend?
Sure can.
Yes.
Mobility Plus, scooters, ramps, lifts. Open for business following CDC guidelines for family safety. Support Vietnam's own business. That's awesome. $100 off. They've got everything from electronic scooters to power chairs to vehicle lifts, vehicle platform lifts, portable and fixed ramps. So it looks basically they got it all for the kind of scooters that if you need a scooter, I mean, they got it all for the lifts and the scooters, so it's one-stop shop. It looks like their number is 727-201-1441. Again, it's 727-201-1441. They're over off 1212 Country Road 1 in Dunedin. mobilityplus.com/clearwater. again, check them out.
All right. Thank you so much. I want to read a little something that they had written from Dietschies about Richie. I think Brian did read part of it, but I'm going to read it in whole.
Richie Capaldio was, oh, there goes his phone ringing, was one of the partners at Dieci's Italian restaurant. Not only was he one of the owners, but he was a father, a husband, and a friend. Richie was a very uplifting man. He was always happy and full of laughs. He enjoyed everyone's company, and everyone enjoyed his as well. He went on a trip to New York to visit his family. Oh, I just lost my place because I had to make it bigger. He went on and sadly passed away. We will miss him dearly. Richie was from Long Island, New York, and came down to Florida for retirement. And he ended up opening a restaurant and being one of the owners of Dieci's, along with his best friends. Richie will always remain in our hearts and will never be forgotten.
Well said.
Beautiful, Danny. Yeah, and that's Richie, and that's the man that cares. And you can't fake it. So a little bit you can. Remember we were saying you can fake it? But not really. After a while, you catch on. And when you have all your friends saying what a great man you are and how you inspired people and that you laughed and brought joy to the world, what more would you want people to say? You know, they ask you, what is your purpose in life, right? Purpose is meaning. Purpose is ongoing. There's a difference between purpose and goal. A goal has a beginning and an end. A purpose gives meaning and is ongoing. And Richie's purpose in life was to help others. And it's like breathing in, right? You breathe in, then you breathe out. Well, Richie breathed in blessings, but then he breathed out blessings to others. And the blessings that God blessed Richie with, he breathed them in, but then he breathed them out. Try to just breathe in and not breathe out. You can't do it. Richie did it the way it was supposed to be done. And that's why Richie was blessed. That's why his friends like Tony and Mike and the family there at, say the name?
Dieci's
Italian restaurant. That's why they cry when they talk about them. Right? That's why they get emotional. When someone cries and gets emotional, that really shows they cared. And Richie's going to be missed. But he has a legacy that Eric had talked about of being a good man and caring and spreading love. To keep it, you got to give it away. And that's what Richie did. God bless you, Richie. God bless the Etchies. God bless Tony. God bless Mike. And God bless the family of Richie. Our hearts go out to you.
Well said.
Thank you. Very well said. All right, guys, thank you so much. And can you tell us how we can contact you and where we can find you at Minuteman Press in Largo?
Yeah, I'm on 2475 East Bay Drive, right next to the pizza place.
And they have Bros Pizza.
Number is 727-535-3800. We're open 8:30 to 5. Come check us out. We got a few good things on for like new businesses. I'm giving away 500 free business cards with any order, trying to get new businesses started.
Yep, any order, guys, any order.
Any order, and also free design for new businesses as well.
Design.
Yeah, just trying to help the economy as much as possible.
Thank you so much. And Brad?
Best way is just go to dm20.com. That's dm20.com. And if you can't remember that, directmail2.com. But
thank you. And that Brad can help you get your presence out there in the social media world and online. And that's a very good thing that we need to have these days. And Adam, are you still here?
I'm still on the line.
Hi, I'm sorry I didn't get as much time to speak with you, but tell us how we can find you.
Okay. Very interesting.
Thank you. Tell us how we can find you at Red Rooster.
Okay, we're at 30113 US Highway 19 North. In Clearwater, just before Curlin. And we're on the right. And come in and see me and CJ and Austin. We'd love to see you.
Awesome. You guys will not regret it. It is an adventure, and you will hear so many awesome stories, and they have so much awesome stuff there. It's really like a treasure hunt. I love it. All right, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Adam. Tell CJ I said hello, and tell everyone I said hello, and you have a wonderful day. And thank you to Bros Pizza, and thank you to all of our guests today. You guys have an awesome day. Happy New Year, and we will talk to you again soon.
WTAN Clearwater,
FM 106.1,
WDCF Dade City,
FM 102.3,
WZHR Zephyr Hills,
FM 104.3.
Listen.